value is we bring in our wealth, we're signing off with fear. So in other words, we want to remember that we've been aligned to a false programming, a false teaching, a false understanding of self. So as we align with love, they're saying, like, just imagine if you have the blinds closed, you know, during your slumber, and you wake up in the morning and you reach heaven. In other words, you simply pull on the blinds and you open up to a new discovery. So they want us to feel this. They want us to experience this. They want us to come alive in our new understanding, our new body suits. So when they're saying body suits, our suits, our aura, our energy, our frequency is ignited. It's charged with heaven's blessings. So as we arrive to our light, as we arrive out of our slumber, now when I'm receiving everyone, I just see thousands upon thousands, and I see everybody in light. So in other words, we still have the cast of shadows. We're still operating out of our body, out of our vessel, but it's like, it's more etheric. It's more translucent. So because we're asserting our truth, we're asserting our oneness with our full embodiment, with our full understanding of self. So again, it's as easy as when you wake up out of your slumber. And so remember, like day on tonight, it's darkness, light, and we open up those shades. It's not hard at all, but it does require a conviction. In other words, a conviction that you're going to start your day, a conviction that if I open up the blinds, I can attune to light. There's a new discovery. There's a new pervading essence. So that pervading essence is very, 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 very true. Pervading, all pervasive, all encompassing, surrounding us. Just surrounding us, just like the oxygen is surrounding us. We don't have to worry, how am I going to breathe tomorrow? It's surrounding us. We count on it. We plan on it. We don't give it another thought. So this is what we're doing in our full embodiment, in our light body, in our light suit, is we're graduating to our true relevance. So as you will receive, and when I said receive, it was like a chime, like ding, ding, like a chime of our highest reunion. So that chime is the activation. That chime is our sing-song address. That chime is bringing in the alchemy of wonderment. And when I'm saying this, I've got like lights going off, blue orbs going off. These are our heavenly residents. So when we think of masters, we want to include our master self. They're saying right here, right now, in this very moment, we're entitled to come up higher in our victory, come up higher in our attunement, in our attainment. When we're saying attainment, how you perceive yourself, how you agree with yourself, how you tune in to our high, to your highest decibel, your highest journey, is of sincere relevance. They're showing me like this old-fashioned diving apparatus. So it's sort of like, oh gosh, can't even remember the name of that movie, but it's like a big round container that's providing the oxygen, just like really old-fashioned. And so what this is symbolizing is our direct experience. In other words, we have, what we're doing is reassembling parts. So again, our master relevance, our master self, our highest truth, alliance, love, and then we submerged in order to raise the consciousness, to bring those that were like the fragmented aspects of self that didn't remember their truth, to instead of like to continue to watch the old resemblance, in other words, the distant past that's already gone, it's we submerged ourselves in this timeline to expose this timeline to love. So when we remember that the masters, the cherubs, all from the higher vibrational awarenesses are kind of like knocking on this door. We are the ones in the bodysuits, seemingly still walking it out. We are also the ones on the higher plane of realization, supporting the travelers, the space travelers, in awakening out of their past confinement. It's very important this time that we reassemble the parts, that we respond to our victory. In other words, we're attuning ourselves, and we're very good at this, we're attuning ourselves back to the light. So just imagine you're like the astronaut, the scientist, you're fixing something in the space apparatus, and just fixing everything and bringing it back into good working order. So we want to feel that divine privilege. We want to feel that divine union. So remember, everything we experience as consciousness is really not an outer world out there. It's all a figment of imagination. And so they're showing me like balance, that we're learning how to balance both parts to continue to process out our journey. In other words, whatever our body's up to, whatever our personal life appears to be up to, but to do so with divine recognition. In other words, tuning to the highest placement. So instead of following poverty consciousness, instead of following separation, instead of following victimhood, powerlessness, we're arriving at that new tomorrow. So as we receive that gift, and when I said arriving, like my whole crown chakra is like boom, as we're receiving these gifts, we're opening up new safe passages. So this is, we're moving into new timelines. We're not waiting for something outside of us to do this. We are accelerating our own possibilities, what we can conceive of as possible. So the more that we direct our consciousness to the light, the more that we respond to our own liberating pleasure. In other words, we're liberating ourselves. We're liberating ourselves. What we experience in our normal day-to-day life is an old consciousness, an old paradigm, an old patterning, and we're bringing forth a change. They're showing me the card Believe and Succeed, and it always looks like a spaceship or the tip of a boat. It became a dolphin. So it's like we're the dolphin with that higher alliance frequency that are solving the riddles of the day, solving the problems, both in terms of our personal affairs and the larger affairs. Because remember, they're both us. They're both reflecting what we aspire to, what we consent to. And what we're consenting to now is our truest claim, our homecoming, our light. So as we will receive our light in the finest imagination, so this is allowing truth to dawn upon the self. So it's the awakening of consciousness, the awakening of your light, the awakening of your truest claim. As we bring forth this in urgency. Urgency is I don't have to go into fear. Urgency is it's already here and you don't need to wait. You don't need to finish the three spiritual books. You don't need to finish the course you're taking. You don't need to study abroad first. That the energy, the alignment, they're saying it's like hanging out. So just imagine you bought a blouse, you brought a shirt, whatever it is, and you just haven't gone around to wearing it yet. It's hanging out. It's reachable. Because you haven't put it on, you haven't taken off the tags, does not mean that you're not already ready for a semblance. In other words, it's yours. You paid for it. It's due you. It's within easy reach. So the urgency is aligning with your own relevance. In other words, no longer agreeing to mass consciousness, no longer agreeing to what we've assumed is reality, whether it's our belief about ourselves, belief about the world, and we're attuning to lift off pleasure. So this is, as we come upon the light, when I say come upon the light, it's like all the stars that we see in the night sky, they've all turned on and are communicating with us. So we want to feel this. We want to remember that we're really not powerless at all. We've been kind of like fooling ourselves, and it's now time to turn over. It's now time to awaken self. It's now time to come home to our true relevance, to our true resemblance. So allow this energy to change life, and to change life quickly, to change life quickly. So that means what you didn't see as a possibility yesterday is suddenly very apparent. There's no need to hold on to the past. There's no need to hold on to safety and comfort. What we're finding, or what we thought was our safety, wasn't our safety at all. And this is where we're suddenly being roused. We're suddenly being awakened to, wait a minute, I really can't count on anything. Anything of the false self, the false paradigm. And so we're coming into our own victory in standing on our own assurance. In other words, allowing that light to dictate. So what didn't seem like it was worth the risk? What didn't seem like it was even possible? It's like, what do I have to lose now? So remember, some of what's occurring is really setting us to our new paradigm, setting us for a liftoff pleasure, waking those that were still dreaming, still sleeping, we're still very comfortable with yesterday. It's like, well, yesterday's not gonna work, so what do I have to lose? So as you allow the sacred treasure, when I say sacred treasure, I just see the energy like moving through the channels, through your meridians, and awakening consciousness, awakening your life to your true relevance, what you came here to do as a starseed all along, is coming up to bat, is coming into greater alliance, greater truth, greater resemblance, greater consent. So allow these energies to set your path straight, to help you see the forest from the trees, to help you see your homecoming, to help you see your clear advantage, to help you say yes to your future dictate. So remember, everything's already occurred. The Great Awakening already occurred. The new earth is already here. What we're doing is agreeing to it. What we're doing is stepping into it. What we're doing is playing along. And they're just showing me like a sonogram. So this is the birthing of the Christ energy. The Christ not being a person. It's representing our ascended self that we are all agreeing to, aligning with, opening up to. And this is gonna be change. This is gonna bring forth change very, very rapidly. And we're getting used to that. We're looking forward to that. We're agreeing to that. We're relieving ourselves of yesterday. So everything, the old paradigm, the old matrix, on its way out, our new life, stabilizing, affecting all aspects of self. And so remember, everything that we do is based on our own personal truth. So as we allow this light to assemble, it reestablishes our gifting. In other words, it's waking us up into our choices, into our new semblance. And so this can occur overnight. They keep bringing that in subtly every so often, like dropping the belief in linear time. Remember, like remission, instant. So overnight, allow the true possibilities, allow the light language to occur, whatever you are spontaneously ready to open up to. New rearrangement. It's just going to be available. Allow yourself to receive in all full endorsements in whatever ways your higher awareness, your higher self finds most pleasing. This is, we're trusting ourself now, coming into full empowerment, full alignment, full self-endorsement. Let us receive. still see thousands, thousands holding their light. And it's not so far away. It's not so far away at all. Allow that light into every nook and cranny. Imagine it going into your closets. Imagine it going into your briefcase, into your diary, into your childhood, into your future, past, present, future, wherever it's needed, warranted. I just have roses surrounding us, so those roses are just holding our new prophecy, our new timelines. What those roses do is help us to feel safe. So it's like that self-endorsement is believing in love, love that we are, and trusting the power of that, the safety of that, the commitment of that, the orchestration of that. Take just another moment. So it is.